about the family pledge. Just because Father gave us my pledge before. And then 1994, after 40 years, the church. Father said the breakfast table that Father gave us the family pledge. It's already been a long time. And Father said that we need to live according to the family pledge. And check ourselves every day. How much we are fulfilling or how we are doing. The family pledge is like the bones of the blessed families. In order for blessed families to fulfill God's purpose, original ideal. In order to make Chunhwa-guk, we absolutely need this bone structure, the core of the family pledge. The family pledge is like the key to open Chunhwa-guk. Without family, there can be no tribe, no clan, no nation. That's why the family is so important. But until now, people haven't understood the value of the family so much and never had anything like a family pledge. So the fact that blessed families have this is very amazing. This is the family pledge, and we've read the explanation about this in the explanation of the family pledge in the peace messages. And Father gave us very detailed explanation about the family pledge. we must always study the family pledge and understand how we should live as blessed families, thinking very deeply about this content all the time. This is the first pledge. Zone of Chonoguk, our family pledges to find the original homeland and fulfill the original ideal creation and build heaven on earth and heaven in heaven, centering on true love. Becoming one means that Chonilguk is a place where two become one, where God and man become one, heaven and earth become one, man and women become one, parents and children become one, brothers and sisters become one. We have to understand that within our family means my family. Not just broad meaning, but my family, my specific family is within our family. If we can't understand that ours means mine, then we can't take personal responsibility. We have to understand that my family must retake this responsibility. We need to understand about our relationship with the Providence and what it means that we are an owner. Vertically in the family means the relationship between parents and children. Horizontally, the husband and wife, then brothers and sisters. That all of these components within these relationships of bottom and below, front and back, left and right. The way that these six relationships can be united. What is the element that makes all of these six elements united? It is true love. Not through power or money, or anything else, but only true love can make all of these come together as one, centering on true love. So the laws that govern the family are the laws that will govern the world. If the family is destroyed, then the world will be destroyed. So with the family standing upright, then God can be with our family. But if our families fail to fulfill their responsibility, then God cannot reside within our families. What does Chonilguk, owner of Chonilguk, mean? It means Chonilguk family is my family. Not only the husband, not only the wife is the owner, or the children aren't the owner. And true love means to live for the sake of others. Where the six components come together and become one is heaven. The original homeland is the place that I came from. Where was I born from? Are we talking about some piece of land? It's the place that I was born from. So if you say, where did I come from? I came from the place of love of my parents, my mother and father. So without my mother and father, there is no way that I can have love. So I was born from my mother and father's sexual love organs. I was born from that place where my parents' love became one. My father's love, my mother's love, and then God's love. All be in one place and made me. The reason why your child is so precious to you is because it was formed in the midst of love. Born from this love. And who is the owner of this love? It's God. These two sexual organs that I came from, my mother and father, the origin of their love organs derives from God. So, to seek our original homeland means to go and find God. Go back to God. So I have to be somebody, I have to go back to the origin, which is God. So I started from my parents' love and was conceived inside of God's love. Then to establish the original ideal of creation. This is the fulfillment of the three great blessings, making the kingdom of heaven. So it's God's ideal, and who's to fulfill God's ideal? Adam and Eve must fulfill this. So man must seek our original homeland and establish the original idea of creation, the kingdom of God on earth and in heaven. We must fulfill this ideal. We are not to fix something that was broken, but because God's ideal actually was never realized on this earth. Even at the time of the Garden of Eden, it wasn't realized then. That's why we have to make God's ideal be established for the first time. This is content of the first verse of the Family Pledge. To be an owner means that we need to take interest in everything. That I am the owner. If I am an owner of God, of Jeonhyuk, then what kind of life must I live? We need to understand about spirit world and see how we're living our lives, if we're living in accordance to God's will or not. I am the owner. Therefore, people that are prepared can become owners, but people that are not prepared cannot become an owner. God wants all of us to become an owner. God wants this, and true parents relate to us, telling us that we need to take interest. The basic building block is the family. Whether my family is living according with the word. And we have to take responsibility of whether we are fulfilling this word or not. We need to protect and raise our family. In our family, the man and woman come together blessing matrimony. We need to become an ideal woman, ideal wife, an ideal man, an ideal husband. And then raise ideal children together. We need to protect and raise them. Just as God has taken interest in me and raised me, I need to take responsibility. We might have a blessed child and think, oh wow, this child now has God's lineage. But you can't just stop there. You have to protect and raise them. This true family is raised on the basis of true love. The core of this is true love, which stands on absolute sex. So this is the education session proclaiming the completion of the liberated realm of the portion of responsibility in God's providential history. This happens, we can fulfill the portion of responsibility through absolute sex. That is why we can proclaim the liberation realm. Until now, we haven't been able to have these direct words. Wasn't the time. But God's portion of responsibility and man's portion of responsibility together is the fulfillment of God's will. What is God's portion of responsibility? In order to fulfill God's portion of responsibility, man must fulfill his portion of responsibility. And that responsibility is to fulfill the content of absolute sex. how we can become true sons and daughters who resemble God's character. Through resembling God's character, we fulfill our portion of responsibility. It all starts from this point. So, you might think, oh, I've been studying the divine principle until now. What's different about this education? It's different from the fundamental origin point. God hasn't been able to reveal this content until now. What is the most fundamental, most important part of the principle of creation? It's the part about sexual, absolute sex, absolute sexual organs. With that, God made this all creation with the standard of absolute sex. But this ideal was never fulfilled. My father started talking about this, introducing it with the concept of convex, concave. Even though this was the most important, most holy part of true parents' words, we just didn't understand what he was talking about, or laughed about it, or didn't think it was so important. This was the core of Father's words. Even though Father has been speaking for 40 years, we haven't understood what the core was. But now finally the time is the time where Father can talk boldly about the core of God's principle of creation. It's absolute sex. If you can't fulfill the content of absolute sex, then you don't fulfill your portion of responsibility. Therefore, on top of the foundation of absolute sex, can have this education proclaiming the completion of the liberated realm of portion of responsibility in God's providential history. God has fulfilled his personal responsibility. And that is why we can proclaim the completion. But now we must proclaim this centering on blessed families. People outside don't know this. So through the principle we teach the blessed families, Father and God want to fulfill this ideal on earth. Spread it to everyone in the world. So now we learn this content, what should we do? We need to, at my family, keep and learn about absolute sex and fulfill this content. Otherwise, we can't go to the original place together with two parents. Two parents have lived their lives sweating, shedding blood, sweat, and tears for a man, for us. Maybe there are some people in this world that have everything, so much wealth and so much position, but don't know true parents. And then there are people that don't have so much, have been pointed fingers at by others and sneered at. But we know true parents, and we have been trying to follow and follow true parents' words, unite with true parents. With this heart to attend and follow true parents, crying together with true parents, going over these mountains together with true parents. So Father has taken care of us, true parents have taken care of us, and taking responsibility for us, never letting go of us. So we need to receive this content and follow it and make it part of us. Otherwise, we'll become farther and farther away from true parents in heart. We need to know how important and valuable the family is. What is the responsibility of my family? We need to proclaim the completion of the liberated realm by fulfilling our portion of responsibility. The second verse. As the owner of Chinookuk, our family pledges by centering on true love to represent and become central to heaven and earth, we pledge to perfect the dutiful way of filial piety, feel sons and daughters in our family, patriots in our nation, saints in the world, and divine sons and daughters in heaven and earth. This first part of the pledge is the same throughout the whole pledge. That God and true parents can come to our family, centering on true love all the time. We can. That God and true parents can come to our family and we can attend God and true parents. And then we can be the representative families and central family. The most central family is true parents' family. And when we witness to our families, to our immediate family, and our tribe, then we will be the representative central family of our tribe. The fact that true parents appointed us to be tribal messiahs is an amazing thing. True Father wants that all the tribes in this world can come back to God. Satan will come and attack all the families because they are the messiahs. That's why we must become representative families and central families. Until 2013, we must bless all of our immediate family, our tribe. And then, we must set a standard that all people can reach and come to. We must lay the path for them. If people come, people die, and or people live their lives without God's lineage, without the blessing, without being able to establish a true family, then what will happen after they miss this time? They will have nothing to do with God. We must go and bless our families. We've read this many times, but we haven't understood how much this has to do with me. We weren't able to feel how much this was my personal responsibility. Father gives us His Word, God's Word. Why? So that we can fulfill it. So that we can follow it and substantiate it. What is the purpose to receive this word? We need to know. In the family, we must become filial sons and daughters. Each person in the family must be a filial son, a filial daughter. That we can become filial sons and daughters in front of God. In the family, if we can become filial sons and daughters, then we can become patriots in the nation. Without being a filial son and daughter in your family, you can't be a patriot in your nation. Until now, in Satan's family, there were Satan's world, there were filial sons and daughters, there were patriots. But if we look at all of the families and to see who was the most filial son or daughter, we must become better filial sons and daughters than any person in the fallen world. We need to be families that can do even one thing more than the best filial son and daughter in this world. There were many patriots in this fallen world before. So, we must pledge that we will work harder than any of the patriots in this fallen world have worked before to make God's nation and the world be a saint and the cosmos be a heavenly son and daughter. Fulfilling the dutiful way of the family. Be filial son in the family, patriot in the nation, saint in the world, and heavenly sons and daughters in front of the cosmos. A heavenly son and daughter is one that fulfills all of God's will. all of God's ideals. A family of heavenly sons and daughters. Not just one person in the family, but the mother and the father and the children, the grandparents, everybody. Goes this dutiful way. And as the elder sister, as the younger brother or sister, as the elder brother, as the son, as the mother, as the father, as the husband, as the wife. So it is not easy to make heaven. It is not easy, but it's not some way that we can just give up on either. Because it is a way that we must go anyway. You might think that just to live centering on yourself or doing something else might be easier. It's more easier not to listen to my parents or just to go my own way. You might think so, but actually it's more hard and you find yourself in a miserable situation. We thought about the second verse, the family pledge. This is the third verse. As the owner of Chonoguk, our family pledges by centering on true love to perfect the four great realms of heart, the three great kingships, and the realm of the royal family. The four great realms of heart. It's the core. Shimjong. God's heart. So, Adam and Eve were made as the object of God, was the subject as God's children, God's objects. So the children must resemble the children, resemble the parent. Understand the heart of a child. Understand the heart of brothers and sisters. Understand and own, perfect the heart of parents, husband and wife and parents. And then finally, when they understand and perfect those hearts, they can come together as husband and wife. And then come together and centered on absolute sex, God can be there and reside with them. And then this can be the blessed marriage. When man and woman are not the owners of the love, but God is the owner of their love. That's why portion responsibility can be completed only on the foundation of absolute sex. What was the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil? It was Adam and Eve's sexual organs. So, the four great realms of heart are to understand the heart of a parent, heart of the child, brother and sister, husband and wife, And parent, learn these from God, and then come together as husband and wife and become, fulfill these hearts by becoming parents and raising children. So God, if God is the first generation, Adam and Eve, the second generation, their children, the third great generation, so this can be fulfilled, and then substantially, when God's substantial and children, and then if grandchildren, then this can be completed realm. God's realm of victory. So, since your parents have established this realm of victory, then all we have to do now is inherit that victory by following your parents. So, from God's point of view, only true parents, family, the true family is Abel, and everybody else is Cain. Because only true parents' family had God's lineage. But true parents have been working to spread God's lineage to all people so that all people can be part of God's family, the royal family. Originally, everybody was supposed to be the royal family, but now we are restoring the family, the world, to all own God's lineage. Verse 4, as the owner of Chonogok, our family pledges by centering on true love to build the universal family encompassing heaven and earth, which is God's ideal of creation, and perfect the world of freedom, peace, unity, and happiness. What is God's ideal of creation? It is to perfect a world of where the three great blessings are fulfilled. With the four great realms of heart, three great kingships, and the realm of the royal family. We must then spread that so that all people there are many, many families in this world. People that have a lot of money, maybe people that don't have so much, people that are black, people that are yellow, people that are red, white. Many families, but they are all one family centering on God. So even if there are many, many families, it's the same as one family. That becomes a big family. And even though there are many families, there is only one owner. We need to make a world of freedom, peace, unity, and happiness. And only from such a family centering on God can freedom, peace, unity, and happiness come from. Since this family will be one with God's Shimjong, then we'll have eternal freedom, peace, and happiness. This family pledge is not something that all blessed families of the Unification Church just recite. It's something we do. But this pledge should be my family's pledge. This is the order of heaven and the laws of heaven. This is verse 5. As the owner of Chonoguk, our family pledges by centering on true love to strive every day to advance the unification of spirit world and the physical world as subject and Arctic partners. Through the fall, relationship between God and man was severed, and the relationship between heaven and earth was severed, between man and woman, between parents and children, brothers and sisters. Everyone was severed. But to unite them again, we need to advance the unification of these boundaries, the spirit world and the physical world. Must re-examine ourselves to think, how much am I working to unite the spirit world and physical world? Some people might think 10%, 5%, 50%, 70%. We should always understand and know the existence of the spirit world that's present in my life. I am living in the physical world, but not far from now, I will be going to the spirit world. And when we go there, we'll see that it's not united. And then, if we see that, then we'll have to come back to the world, the physical world, and try to work here. Do you know how hard that is? We have been given the title of an owner of Chonoguk to advance the unification of spirit world and physical world now, here, while we're living. But if we don't do this while we're living and we die, then it will be so difficult after that. Father said, don't worry about true parents' family. Worry about your own family. True parents weren't able to think about their own family or even about their own health or own selves. Giving everything all the time, always thinking about the children in the fallen world and how much God is reaching out to them. But will you just think that, oh, that's all up to true parents to worry about. True parents can take care of that, and I'll just do my own thing. True parents have laid the highway. All we have to do is drive on that highway. So We need to advance and advance the unification of the spirit world and physical world. Make it faster and faster. Further it and further it. Thinking that even 1 second is important. In order to become one, that means that the lineage must become one, the same. The family, the tribe, the nation. Thinking about these ideals deeply. We can't just live idly, but save every second. Think every second is so precious. The true parents use even their sleeping time for the will. When they eat, or all the time, they always gather people and talk to them and give them the word and guide them and guidance. So true parents have been doing this until now, and now true parents are telling us to do it ourselves. Verse 6, as the owner of Chonoguk, our family pledges, by centering on true love, to embody God and true parents, we will perfect a family that moves heavenly fortune and conveys heaven's blessings to our community. This same part in the beginning, as the owner of Chonoguk, our family pledges, by centering on true love, this part is the same. If we can't own this first part of the pledge, then we can't become representatives of God and true parents. If we don't have true love, then we're not representative families of God and true parents. And then when we can become representative families of God and true parents, then we can move heavenly fortune. That means is that to represent God and true parents, we know God's will and direction that they're heading in. We know their ideal. When true parents are going to the east, and we don't know true parents' will and providence, the direction, then I might be going to the west. So, true parents have a will to fulfill. Because God doesn't have a body, God wants to use me to fulfill further His providence. Then God and true parents can come and work through me. Nobody in history knew true parents, knew God. Nobody knew God. They didn't know about God's heart. True parents understand God's deepest Shimjung and God's will, and they have been teaching us till now. And they know about heavenly fortune. True parents' words are what move heavenly fortune. The words are God's will. You might think, oh, it's so difficult, and you just sit down and give up. But we have been working until now, mobilized many people, big donation or we've been working in many different fields, but many times we have complained along the way. And even when we hear God's words, we don't feel anything in our hearts. We've been coming further and further away from two parents in our hearts. We need to be able to connect with our hearts again. Two parents are always following the will, fighting with Satan's each stage, each step of the way. So even though two parents are going ahead of us, if we just, you know, see them off and we don't follow, but we just complain and complain and complain. We shouldn't do that. We need to go and we must think, I just need to do it. If I do it, it will be done. We might think, oh, it's so difficult, maybe I'll just, you know, take a break and work hard later. But if two parents thought like that, what would happen? Two parents are attending God, and if two parents thought, oh, maybe I'll just take a break, I'm kind of tired now. Father couldn't even do that for 1 second. When God's direction came, no matter whether it was dawn or midnight, the Father would wake up in the middle of his sleep to act upon God's order. Sometimes Father would gather us at Hamdam-dong, speak to us past midnight, and then all of a sudden at 2 o'clock, Father would say, make somebody and somebody come. I have to talk to them. Father, and that's everything in order to fulfill God's will and make it go faster. So Father has been proclaiming and guiding the providence, but if that hadn't been fulfilled, it was because people following couldn't fulfill their responsibility, and therefore God's will has been prolonged and prolonged and prolonged. When have we ever gone crazy in order to fulfill the will? When have we been crazy to fulfill God's will? Maybe not even one day. We need to become people that live in accordance with God's will and families that live in accordance with God's will. This is when blessing can come to our families. True parents' will is the blessing. God's will is the blessing that all man can come back to God's lineage. Growing and completing ourselves comes after we have the same lineage with God. We need to invest all of our strength into witnessing to our families. We need to perfect our families. And convey heaven's blessing to all around us. We pledge that we will perfect such a family. This is verse number 6. And verse number 7. As the owner of Jeonilguk, our family pledges by centering on true love to perfect a world based on the culture of heart, which is rooted in the original lineage through living for the sake of others. As the owner of Jeonilguk, our family pledges by centering on true love to perfect a world based on the culture of heart, to make a world that is rooted in God's original lineage. And then when we are connected to God's lineage, then we can live for the sake of others. In order to live for the sake of others, truly, we need to be connected to God's heart, because God's heart is all about 심정, which is living for the sake of others. But in this world, fallen world, that's centered on Satan, we have religion. Religion is a process in order to guide us back to God. Then these cultures are made centering on these religions, nations. So we need to go beyond that and transcend these religions and nations. One time, Father called Reverend Kwok to come. Father told all the leaders to come all of a sudden by December 31st, bringing the world leaders of the nations. We educated them and they all went home. But and upon that foundation, we're able to hold God's coronation ceremony. Without that condition of educating all of the nations, transcending all of the nations, then couldn't do the ceremony. We need to fix our lives to be able to unite with true parents when true parents call us. From leaders plus families, everything was lost because they couldn't connect with true parents. So we need to connect to the true parents, centering and live our lives centering on true parents' words. We need to make culture of God's culture, which is a world of Shimjung culture. Like a world not centered on knowledge or power, money. But what is the most important thing is Shimjung. Shimjung culture. Heart culture. And that is why we live for the sake of others. Because the original body of heart is God. This education will be centered on God's Shimjung. In the back, there's some holy songs in the back. We will be singing these holy songs many times and really reflect on the content, the words of these holy songs. Need to study about God's heart through the songs, through lectures, through prayer. Heart of Restoration, made by true parents. The words were written directly by true parents. Father also told us to sing these songs many times. And Father, we'd sing these holy songs with two parents, and then Father said, sing it again. Father, what do you think Father wanted to teach us the most? Is make a world of Shimjung, that we are connected by Shimjung and united by Shimjung, unified soldiers. We can unite the world by power, but that is not eternal. What is eternal? Shimjung. Even we can't unite the world even with an atomic bomb, but only through Shimjung, by understanding God, who is the source and origin of Shimjung. So through this original principle text, we are to understand about God, God's Shimjung. What is our personal responsibility? We'll complete, perfect a world centered on the culture of heart. Living for the sake of others, not centering on myself. Family Pledge, verse 8. As the owner of Chunhwa-guk, our family pledges by centering on true love, as we enter the completed testament age to achieve the ideal oneness of God and humankind in love through absolute faith, absolute love, and absolute obedience. This is the last verse in the family pledge. As the owner of Chunhwa-guk, our family pledges by centering on true love. Some leaders said, I thought it was the era of Jonah Cook. Why are we still saying it's the completed testament age? Why in the family pledge would father keep the words completed testament age? But father didn't change the family pledge and kept these words here. The completed testament age is the age to bless people with blessed marriage. Give the blessing. The completed testament, the testament is the three great blessings, the fulfillment of the three great blessings, which was given to Adam and Eve in the beginning, as God's words. And so now in this time is the age to fulfill God's will and God's ideal. But have we completed the completed testament? Have all of the people become God's lineage? Have we fulfilled God's ideal yet? So, if we don't know God's will, God's heart, we can't fulfill it. So true parents have been teaching us, and we need to believe and follow true parents with absolute faith, absolute love, and absolute obedience. Thereby, we can become one body in love with God. So the ideal oneness of God and humankind in love. Thus, we can perfect the realm of complete liberation of heaven on earth and in heaven. And so we may have been liberated, but we have not been completely liberated, completely free. In order to be liberated, be forgiven for our sins, but then to go back to the original position, no sin, the original position of the Garden of Eden. My family has to do this. The ideals, fulfill the ideals. Our family is the fruit of all of God's blood, sweat, and tears throughout history. This family pledge is like true parents' life record, telling us exactly what we should fulfill as families. It's so precious. And then, this pledge is the bone bones and framework for which the principle of creation stands upon. So it will start that education from next hour. Thank you very much.